It's my desire to live for you.
If you can see,
And you will do the reason why I love him so.
Thank you. Pass. As soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting, and he also had made savory meat, and brought it unto his father. And said unto his father, Let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, Who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, Who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it me, and I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great, an exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, Bless me even also, O my father. And he said, Thy brother came with subtlety, and had taken away thy blessings. And he said, Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he had supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he had taken away my blessing. And he said, Art thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be with the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above, and by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy words. You may be seated. I thank God for his wonderful visitation tonight. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we cannot buy this with money. And we cannot, you know, command this kind of anointing of the Lord through our righteousness. No, it comes by His sovereign grace. I don't know where we could have such a prayer meeting, such an anointing, such songs of Zion. I want to thank God for the song leader, my son, tonight. The Lord is dealing with him wondrously, even because he has humbled his heart. Yes, and over the period of years, I look at him and I see that he just do it as unto the Lord, without fighting to be the first one, fighting to be, you know, in charge of something, but constantly walking in fear and trembling and keeping my instruction as I instruct him. Yes, several times down to which song he should start first. And he has faith in that. Many times I tell him, go start this song. Yes, many times I say, the Lord is with you. Go on as the Lord leads you. And this was one of the evenings that I told him that. I said, go as the Lord leads you. The Lord has given him the right songs. Yes, and I believe that anybody that humble their hearts before the Lord in such a manner could be blessed. But he that exalted himself shall be abased. For God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. And I believe that this young man has humbled himself in such a fashion that I have not seen the like in many years. Yes, he also said to me, he said, Daddy, this leading of the song service is no big thing to me. If you will tell me sit down tomorrow, I want to sit down. How many want him to sit down? How many want him to continue? How many feel that he's a great blessing? I feel that he is a great blessing unto the Lord. And likewise, my two daughters, Mary and Susie, I believe that they have a special touch from the Lord. And I really thank the Lord for this blessing. I could have never imagined that my little Susie or Mary will be playing the piano and organ. Yes, and be such a blessing to the people of God. I thank the Lord for a Susie. And I thank God for the miracle. Likewise, my son Daniel has been a great blessing, making sure that everything is tape right, together with my precious brethren, Brother King, and all the other brethren, to make sure that we have 100% proper taping. And now it is proving out as it goes around the world. Oh, we thank God for His grace. And all His blessings. Oh, beloved, I believe that this is a night of deliverance. Yes. I believe that song become a prayer. And we are expressing our desires. Yes. Expressing our desires to live for Him. Regardless of what weaknesses that we have the desire to live for Him. And you will hear a little story tonight, yes, of a man called Jacob, who had a desire to live for him, and to receive the birthright, and receive the blessing at all costs. It is a type of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So you will see the pro and the con tonight. You will see the negative and the positive. These messages are not preached here, beloved, to beat you down in spirit. It is showing you just two things, the attitude that you must take to receive this promise. And if you don't take that attitude, then you would not receive that promise. But I believe that we have the right attitude to the promise of God, and our desire is to live for Him. Yes, there couldn't be a better song tonight, yeah, to be sung for such a long time. And then I ascend the pulpit here, feeling, brothers and sisters, so blessed of the Lord. Yes, I look at you when I come here. I look at you as the saints of the living God. It doesn't matter of your fault, your failures, the water. what it is, my brother. The Lord looks to the blood, and he sees a perfect church through the blood. Yes, then I try to look through the grace of God and see you as my brothers and sisters, regardless of who you are. I thank God for his grace. So I would preach a little message. Don't let the title, you know, disturb your spirit. Yes, sir. And I will entitle this message tonight, Why Esau received not the blessings. Why Esau did not receive the blessings. All right, the first title is correct. Now, we want to understand that the birthright, you will hear about it after a little while, the birthright and the blessing is a type of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. A type of what took place on the day of Pentecost. Esau is a type of Judas that never made it up to Pentecost, though he had that privilege to do so. So, that Old Testament type was playing out there, the coming of the Messiah and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and Judas is definitely a type of Esau. And the same reason why Esau never did receive the blessings of the Lord is the same reason that Judas never received it. And both men had equal opportunity to receive that great blessing. Now the birthright is a very important subject. I'm not speaking of the birthright tonight in that sense, but I am speaking and trying to bring your understanding up to the place to understand why didn't Esau receive the blessing. Now this story here, my brothers and sisters, is very pathetic. And what we read tonight is going to be the scene at the time of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. At that time, there will be a time of disappointment for many, and there will be a time of rejoicing and great gladness for others. Just like in Samaria, it was a time of rejoicing for many of the Samaritans, but it was a day of sadness and gloominess for the sorcerer and there are many others like him that was in that prelude. Now, this scene here of tears of repentance, weeping and lamenting, is exactly what is going to happen when the great token, fullness, outpouring of the Holy Spirit comes in the last day. Now, I will use one scripture to prove that. And that is the parable of the foolish and the wise virgin. And the wise virgin went into the marriage because they had the oil. And the foolish virgins did not go into the marriage. The door was shut. And the Lord said, I don't know you. And it is written there, and Jesus said, there shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Do you see the comparison? Here is a group of people that missed the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Yes. And here is a group that received the great article of Pentecost. And there was weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Now that weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth is going to be greater than what was manifested by Esau. And this story, if you look at it from the face value, it could make you feel very sad for Esau. And even now, I feel sad for Esau. To hear that man lamenting in the scriptures, even though I have the knowledge of the inside story and how evil that man was that caused him this great disappointment, reading this story touched our hearts. To know how a man could weep and wail and beg and cry at a time of disappointment. And a little story, it came the time for the blessings to be given out. The boys had grown up. The church had waited long enough. The waiting was over from little boys growing up, playing together, wrestling together, fighting together, coming to church together, eating up the same meal, same mother and same father. And the time had come when the father was about to pour out his blessing. One was desperate throughout life for the blessings, and his name was Jacob. And one despised the blessing and the birthright, and his name was Esau. Now he even forgot what he'd done in time past that would cause him this great disappointment. And he was blaming Jacob. He said, Jacob, rob him his birthright, which is not true. He was looking for somebody to blame. That was not true. He willfully sold it. Yes, sir. And at that time, that fellow came in. So his father told him, it's about time that I poured my blessing upon you. Understand spiritual things. Type out, my brother, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the blessings that follow. Go, my son. You're a hunter. I love you. His prophet was his daddy was a prophet. That's a great privilege to be living in a preacher's house. But many times people miss that blessing. And they do not recognize the presence of the Lord. Prophet of God preach a message called the unrecognized presence of the Lord. Because people become so acquainted with fatherhood, brotherhood, uncle, and they fail, my brother, to recognize the presence of the Lord. And Esau, yes, was one of those fellows. And we will find it in the scripture in a little while. Never let the presence of the Lord become common to you. Never let my brethren or assembling become common. Never let my brother or fellowship be common. Let it never become common or take it for granted that the ministers will ascend the pulpit. Brother Bruce will ascend the pulpit again tonight and preach another mighty message. Yes, human beings are like that. And that fellow became, you know, he became so common. He was grown up and seen his prophet, yes, daddy. And things become common to him. And the prophet had loved him. As the prophet, Brother Branham, loved so many thousands of people around him and hunted with him. Yes, took them on trips. And friends, Esau was one of those fellows who the prophet loved. Jacob was a shyster. Called Jacob a supplanter and a deceiver, a schemer. But he had a desire to live for him. And his mother loved him. Yes. And the two boys, they grew up in the same house and the fellowship. Some things happened along the journey that no doubt Esau forgot. Jacob never forgot that. But Esau forgot it. And then it came time that the blessings was about to be poured out from the father. Now this is going to cause a great scene. This is going to cause a great showdown. Great disappointment. Yes. And the daddy called him aside. He said, son, I like that deer meat that you cook. And you feed me throughout my life. Your daddy is blind. But go. Catch that deer. Make venison for me. Bring it. And when my soul is happy, then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon me. And then the blessings will flow out by prophecy. And I will bless you as my firstborn son. Because that is what God commanded us. That the first son must have the birthright and the blessing. I am just fulfilling the scripture. But friends, this fellow out here, Isaac, he had no knowledge of what went on before. He had no knowledge of the secret sinful life of Esau. He just thinks he took things for granted. He was blind for a reason. He could not see certain things. But he desired to bless this firstborn son. But his firstborn son had an evil heart. And his heart was not right within him. Oh, Peter, I believe, was willing to impart the Holy Ghost onto the sorcerer. Until he discovered that his heart was not right within him. Oh, my. So Jacob heard that through his mother. And you know the story. She made goat meat. For their meat, put on the skin upon Jacob. Make him hairy like his brother Esau. Make him smell like his brother. And he was desperate for the blessings and the promise. And he went into his blind dad. And the old prophet said, the voice is truly Jacob. He said, come near, let me feel you. So he felt him, and he said, yes, this is my son Esau, you are a hairy man. Let me eat up thy venison. So he ate up the venison, and his soul became glad. And all the blessings of the firstborn son was bestowed upon Jacob, the second son. And just as he finished blessing him and walked out the door, Esau came with prepared venison. Oh, my beloved. And he said, who is that? And the old man trembled. He said, I'm your son Esau. He said, who is he that just came in here and took all the blessings and went? Oh, it was a real scene. Here was a man coming to receive the blessings of the Lord. I type that out as the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the fullness of God. Beloved, and he stood before the prophet. And when he heard the news, And he said, Daddy, didn't you leave one blessing for me? And he lifted up his voice and cried with a great and a lamentable voice that filled the camps of the Israelites. There shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. The only blessing that he got was to be a warrior, hoping that he could rule over his brother one of these days. That war is still going on in Israel today, trying to prevail over the Israelites and take back the old city. Esau and Jacob still fighting. Well, brothers and sisters, this means a lot to us today in the end time. That was the shadow and type of the Old Testament. But there was coming another time of weeping, Jesus said, and wailing, and gnashing of teeth. Great disappointment, great distress. Here in the end time, amongst Christian people, because God has promised another outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And it is about to come now upon the people of God. It is going to catch many people that follow the message now, unprepared. The foolish and the wise virgin, they are now gathered under this message. In this building, there are three kinds of believers. And everywhere the children of God are gathered, there are three kinds of believers. And friends, Jesus seen that 2,000 years ago, that at the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that some without oil would not enter in. And he described it in a way even greater than the lamentation of Esau. And the only words that our Lord could have described that disappointment in concerning people that missed the rapture and missed this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, he said, and there shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Beloved, let us do our weeping now. Don't you think that is wise? Like our little brother here tonight, doing his weeping now. Let us do our begging now. Let us do our sighing now, that we might be prepared. We don't have to let that day overtake us. It's 2,000 years that our Lord spoke that prophecy. Yes, sir. And we read our Bibles. Men and women should be preparing for a long time that such disappointment do not overtake them. Now, I feel so sorry for this man, my brother. How that man lamented. How he cried. Yes. And how he begged his father. He said, Daddy, you did not leave one blessing. You don't have one. Just one. Daddy, you don't have one. Beloved, people will be begging for that outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Because without that outpouring of the Holy Spirit, they will realize that they cannot go in the rapture and they would be candidates for the tribulation period and possibly hell and the lake of fire. It's a serious affair. I'm not trying to frighten anybody, my brothers and sisters. I'm trying to show you that before that day comes, that people should be more alert. The followers of the message, fight. That man called Lambert with all your might until he was even murdered. When he tried to show them this vision of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that they must enter into this outpouring before the rapture, Beloved, there are people that follow this message today with such unbelief in the promise of God and in another outpouring of the Holy Spirit that they are lining up today to repeat what Esau done in his day. Weep and wail. But instead of one man weeping and wailing, as in the case of Esau, friends, we are going to have tens of thousands and yea, millions of people weeping and wailing. They will finally be convinced when that great revival breaks and when the bride go out there with that revival, they will be finally convinced that they must have the oil to go in the rapture. Scripture for that preacher. There came a time that a foolish virgin realized that her oil went out. And she went out to the wise virgin and sought the oil. And when she sought that oil there, the wise virgin said, "Not so. Don't do that. You cannot take our oil here now." Friends, there comes a time, and I am prophesying that there comes a time amongst the followers of Malachi 4 and the whole Christian world that they would realize that they need more of the power of God to go in the rapture. That will happen when the seed of bride demonstrates the spoken word ministry, creative ministry, when they see the great power of God manifested from the wise virgin. They will realize then that it takes more than what they have to go in the rapture. That includes the mixed multitude that follow the message today. It will draw them by the millions. They will come around this ministry. And when that word is preached to them, they will realize that the message called the token was the highlight message of Brother Branham, which says that you will receive the token or perish. I speak of the token in the light of the great fullness of God, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Our efforts today with EODH books on all the tapes, and now they are begging for the songs. They say that they have never heard songs like that. Anointed singing, worshiping and praying. Yes, and they almost demand it. Yes, sending messages to our song leaders to hold on. Don't sway to the left nor right. Yes, my beloved, and it has gone out over a few years to tell the people from organization and tell the people in the message that you must of necessity receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the final quickening for the rapture. There is a plan, there is a program for it, and if you miss it, you are going through the tribulation. This is the signal that we are sending. This is the message that we are sending. You cannot get that outpouring by sitting under heresies, by sitting under a heretic, by denying the promise of God, by denying that there will be another revival, by despising what we are preaching, by despising EODH books that propagate the promise of God. If you despise the promise of God that we are projecting, you will end up like Esau. And there are a lot of sorcerers today around the world and around the message. A lot of Simon the sorcerers that has the people bewitched, telling them that they have everything and they are ready for the rapture. The only thing on the agenda right now is the rapture. That's a lie. No outpouring, no rapture. You must have an outpouring before you have the rapture. Yes, sir. So the sorcerer is lying. Esau is lying. Judas is lying. Yes. This is the signal that we are sending. And the scene that I just quoted here from the Bible is going to repeat itself in a tremendous way before that rapture takes place. And there is going to be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Yes, because people read the Bible, they studied the message, and they did not put into practice the holiness message because they want to live what they want. Yes, and want to look at television. They want to be in the sports field. They want to wear the wrong kind of a dress, like mermaid dresses, tight dresses, because they want to wear pants. They want to wear, my brothers and sisters, high heel shoes. Yes, on account of that, their preachers taught them to deny the promise of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. I am going to prove that in the life of Esau just now. They taught them to despise the outpouring. Yes, the same thing that they despise today and have despised that for decades of time, and even killed a man called Lambert, a man with a true vision of the promise, is the same thing that they will be crying for in the days to come. They will lament, they will beg, they will bite the dust. Yes, they would beg the preacher, isn't there one blessing? Isn't there one hope for me to get this outpouring? Isn't there one chance for me to get this outpouring? What a scene. Let us lay the right foundation now. Let us turn from our unbelief. Let us turn from our heresies. Let us turn, my brother, from that negative attitude. Yes, of all is over. And the only thing is the rapture to take place. It's a lie of the devil. The devil is trying to bring you to that place of Esau. Yes. Make you commit sin. And make you believe that you could get the promise. The devil is trying to bring people into that place where he make them use their mouth. Speak blasphemous things against their brothers and sisters. Speak blasphemous things that is directed to the ministry. And make them think that they are all right. My beloved, these things are going to show up at the time of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Esau done what he done there and never thought that it would have such repercussions. He never knew the end results, but the end results faced him that day. Suddenly his father called him, and he said, "My son, the day has come." Oh my God, there will come a day, my brother, for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Our waiting will be over. Yeah, there will come, my brother, suddenly that promise of God. Our waiting will be over. The day must come. The longest rope has an end. And it is going to come to pass when the Father, our God, decides, my brother, "I am ready to pour out my spirit." Who is ready, and who is not ready is just not ready. I can no longer hold my patience up against the world. I got to judge the world. But I got to bring these people into this outpouring of the Holy Spirit where the bride can receive the fullness of God. Romans 8, the fullness of the Godhead bodily that dwelt in Jesus Christ. I must now pour this into the bride to bring the rest of the dead from the grave and quicken the living bride to go in the rapture. That's the use of the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters here tonight, and right around the world, that you do not have this measure of the Spirit for the final quickening. Brother Branham, look for that. Brother Lambert, keep the vision alive. And we have kept this vision alive for decades of time. And it is going to be here. Hence, to be here, it will be here. But we've got to be prepared to receive it. And must not turn out like Esau. Now they say, "Woe unto the sorcerers. Woe unto the Esau."
in religious circles. Woe unto these men that are born unto condemnation and vessels of dishonor. When that outpouring comes upon the earth. This is not a make-up story, friend. Read it right in Matthew 25. There was two classes of people. One with the Holy Ghost and one without the Holy Ghost. And my beloved, when that group missed that rapture, the foolish virgin missed that rapture, Jesus said, there shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. This is prophecy for the end time. I am not making up this thing, my beloved. There in Africa and India and Europe and the Philippines, I am not making up this thing. This thing is in your Bible. And I am saying that you must of necessity receive the fullness of God for the final quickening of the rapture. Yes, sir. We have the Holy Ghost, but not enough of it. I'll give you a dozen quotes to prove that. I don't have the time. But the followers of Malachi 4 is heading for the same scene. That Esau, my brother, was in such great disappointment. They are heading for that same spot. But we are like Jacob. We are after that promise at all costs. Why didn't this man receive the blessings? Look at it, my brother, from the face value. All of us could say here tonight, Jacob took away the blessing through scheming his brother with the help of his mother. And he took away the blessing. That is not so easy. There is something deeper in this story. Esau committed a great evil in time past. And what he experienced there was the end result. And the lives of people living today and wagging their tongues and spewing poison out of their mouths, accusing their fellow men, their brothers and sisters, men leading their homes, my brother, to destruction, showing them their money way, don't care if they come to church, or if they leave them home to live in fornication or adultery. Song leader here leading songs. Wife and daughter, my brother, now coming to the church, my brother, long after starting time. There was an end result of such things. You would not be able to help your children. You got to keep your children under the word. You got to keep that vision of the promise alive. You got to teach your children, my brother, to appreciate the promise of God. You got to drill that in them, my brother, that eternal life is the most important thing. Otherwise, you have failed your duty as a mother. You have failed your duty as a brother. Beloved, the most important thing in this life is eternal life for your children. If you have not, my brother, that vision, and is imparting that vision to your children, you are a waste of time on the earth. You are a waste of time on the earth. If you live 100 years, brother, you wasted your 100 years, and at the end of that, you're going to hell. Oh, my, I hope people understand what I'm saying. I preach a message, my brother, preparation for the family future.
Beloved, you could prepare all the gold, all the silver, all the house, all the motor cars. You could bank, my brother, monies in the bank and expect to die tomorrow and think that your children is going to have something to lean back on. If you do not show them that the word of God is the most important thing, life is more important, the token is more important, you have failed your duties. And you have achieved nothing on this earth. You have achieved nothing. If you don't teach them to respect the word of God, respect that ministry, respect their brothers and sisters, remove the bitterness, the hatred, the malice, the land grabbing, the money grabbing, yeah, the deceit that they play with their pastor, yeah, the lies that they tell him in his face, this is going to be their portion like Esau. And you would not be able to help them. A prophet could not help Esau. He was unable to help them. A daddy prophet. Prophet, my brother, his daddy was a prophet. And he was unable to help that son that he loved so much. How are we ordering our home? You want to send your daughter there to drive a taxi? They want you to drive a minibus? You want her to have a bigger bank account? And do it at the expense of her soul? You want to teach your children only to make money? You do it at the expense of their soul. You want to cover their sins when they do wrong? You are doing it at the expense of their soul, and don't you think that they have a good impression about you. Anytime a child is wrong and you try to cover up their sin and break them from the ministry, you are destroying them. And they know that you are a hypocrite. Compromise will destroy you. Compromise will destroy your family. You know that. You heard it before. I feel sorry for Esau. Brothers and sisters, and as human beings, when that hour comes, we must feel sorry for people. But we will be helpless. Brother Bruce, Sam, Brother Sam, you can't do something for me that I get this promise. And I could see Sam turn around with tears in his eyes. No, brother. Go to them that sell and buy. Why should that be the portion of anybody in this church? Why? Why? Why should that be the portion of Esau growing up in a prophet's house? Think of the chance that that man had. And I will show you, my brother, the underlying factor. This man did a terrible thing in his life coming down the road. Oh, my Lord. Terrible time. And I read here. The scripture that I read was the 27th chapter. Sorry about that. And I read here from the 25th chapter. You don't have to turn. Listen right here. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he swore unto him. And he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils. And he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright.
Brethren, God worked it out in such a manner that when the blessing was going to come to the firstborn, God allowed Isaac to be blind, that he could not see who he was giving the blessing. He caused the prophet to be deceived in order to fulfill his will that he had already revealed to the mother. And she conceived the children. Yes, my brother. God, from the foundation of the world, before the children was born, Romans 9. God in his great knowledge, proven predestination and election. He looked down, my brother, before the children was born. He said, Jacob I love, and Esau I hate. You know why God hated Esau? He foresaw from the foundation of the world that he will despise his brother. That is why God hated Esau. From the foundation of the world, God foresaw that he would despise the birthright. And it was a terrible thing in the sight of God. I will have to stop for 5 minutes and explain to you. From the foundation of the world. Beloved, think of the seriousness of this affair. From the foundation of the world. God, the children is not even born. Brother Paul said that in the 9th chapter of Romans. He said, the children not even being born. He said, Jacob, my love. And Esau, I hate. For this deed here, despising the outpouring, despising the token, despising the promise of God from the foundation of the world. God looked down here, and before the babies were born, God said, I hate Esau with bitter hatred. Jacob, I love you. Because Jacob had respect to the birthright, which is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in time. Do you honor that promise of God tonight? Let me hear your voice. Do you long for that outpouring of the Holy Ghost? Do you respect it? Do you respect the preacher that preach it? Do you respect the man called Lambert? Do you respect William Branham that propagated that promise? Then God love you from the foundation of the world. Somebody might rise up, I don't know if God loves me. What is your attitude towards what I am preaching unto you? What is your attitude towards me? Towards the man of God? Towards the ODH books? To the promise of God that I am waving, my brother, for decades of time? What is your attitude? If your attitude is right towards the promise that I am preaching, your name is upon the Lamb's Book of Life. If your desire is to live for Him, your name is upon the Lamb's Book of Life. And God saw you from the foundation of the world and said, I love you. and called you by name.
For all that despise you, idiots, all that despise the promise that I am waving throughout the world, and what the ministers are waving throughout the world, and what we are contending for, and you despise that, and you have unbelief in that, and you would say, away with that outpouring, there is no outpouring to come. God, from the foundation of the world, seeing your hypocrisy and unbelief, and back there, my brother, he said, hate him. And my God hates a man that will deny the promise of God and maintain a bad attitude to a bride's revival. Another outpouring of the Holy Spirit. A creative ministry that is coming upon the face of the earth. God hates a man for devaluing that promise, despising that promise. Hold a minute here now. Somebody may not understand. Esau sold his birthright and got God so angry that he missed the blessings when the blessings was poured out. Esau sold his birthright that God foreseen that from the foundation of the world and said, I hate him! And when the child was born, crying in the crib, he said, I hate that rascal! A cute little fellow. Yeah. God loves everybody. These lying preachers. God hates some people, and he loves some people. He hates you when you despise God's servant. He hates you when you despise the promise. He hates you when you burn your DH books. He hates your waddling tongue when you were side with backsliders. Against your pastor and against the church and against your brethren. Is that the gospel? God hates certain people and loves certain people. That is played out in Romans 9. I challenge the world upon that. Yeah, well, hear these sweetbread preachers. God loves everybody. God don't love everybody. He hates them. And he's looking to kill them. Yes, sir. When Esau was born, friend, the Lord looked down in that group. Laying there with Jacob, twins together. And no doubt, my brothers and sisters, Sir Jacob looked like a little sissified little fellow. Huh? Crooked nose you. And the Lord turned around. He said, I love Jacob. He said, that rascal there, I hate him. The little fellow grew up to about 2 years, and that, mama, papa, yeah, nice mind, you're a rascal, you. I hate you. 7 years passed, and the Lord said, I hate you. God, so cruel, I hate you, Esau! Brethren, this had to be a terrible crime for God to hate that man from the foundation of the world. Let me spend, my brother, 2 or 3 minutes to tell you how bad that crime was. God called Abraham, and he gave him a land. And he gave him a promise of the coming Messiah to bring salvation to the whole world. So, he was going to bring those promises to pass to Abraham. Abraham, it was not fulfilled in Abraham. It came down to Isaac. God's promise. And then, my brothers and sisters, it was supposed to come down to Esau. Because he was the firstborn. Out of Esau was to come forth the nation of Israel. Instead of the nation of Israel was going to name Israel, it was going to be named Esau. Out of the nation of Israel was going to come forth the Messiah. You understand what I mean? And from that Messiah,
through the lineage of Esau, was going to bring salvation to all the Gentiles. From that, he was going to have a millennium set up, and he was going to have the kingdom of David out of the lineage of Esau. You understand what I mean? Now, this man here, knowing the purpose of Abraham and why God called Abraham for natural and spiritual blessings, it passed on to Isaac. He was taught faithfully in the house what this is all about. You were taught faithfully for the years what this is about. What you are hearing in Bourbon outpouring, it involved my brother the Rapture. It involved my brother Millennium. It involved my brother an eternal kingdom. It involved eternal life. And Esau knew that. He knew that there was to be a kingdom of the Messiah. And it was going to come down through Abraham and through Isaac and through the firstborn Esau. So it was both a natural and a spiritual promise. After knowing that, your man get hungry. And you hear the words that he used. What shall this birthright do to me? Man, I am hungry to death. Give me food. Now, what did the man do? What was so wrong? The man swapped the natural and spiritual blessings, the salvation of all the Gentiles, the salvation of all the Jews. He swapped the millennium reign of King David. He swapped an eternal kingdom to satisfy his appetite. Tell me that it is not evil. Tell me, my brothers and sisters, that God did not have reasons to look from the foundation of the world and say, I hate him. All right, by this man doing that, you know what he done? Brothers and sisters, he despised the plan and program of God that he had in his mind from the foundation of the world to produce an eternal kingdom of sons and daughters. When he sold that birthright, my brother, he tried to interrupt the will of God, the plan of God, the program of God that God had in his mind before the foundation of the world, and that is to bring forth a world of sons and daughters to live forever. That's a crime that man committed. Now, let me show you how true that is. When it was passed on to Jacob, all right, Jacob become Israel. A nation come out of Jacob, come on. Out of Israel come for the Messiah. Out of the Messiah, the Gentiles were blessed. Millions of souls were saved. And out of that comes forth, my brother, an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Out of that come forth a millennium. And then we enter into the new world. That blessing was to come through Esau. When the man sold his birthright, he sold everything and despised his birthright. And counted like dung. You know what he traded for? Appetite. Appetite, excuse me, of sex. You say, no, Brother Bruce's pocket. I'll show you in the Bible just now. The man, every man that go to hell because of some appetite that he never controlled. This man sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. Now, this thing is coming again, where man is going to sell their birthright and take the mark of the beast for food. I say for food. Buying and selling is coming again. They will have a choice between the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and a bowl of soup like Esau. We are coming down to that mark of the beast. If you have a lot in this world, you are gladly going to take the mark of that beast to save what you have. It's a dangerous thing, my brother, to go after this world. It's a great temptation when the time comes. I hope you understand me, children.
This is because of the kingdom.
That's the truth, O Lord. That is what that man does. Was God, my brother, righteous? To look from the foundation of the world and say, I hate a man because that man was going to interrupt the plan that he had in his mind from the foundation of the world. Why do you think that when Peter said, Lord, you're not going to go to the cross? Why do you think that the Lord rebuked the man with the keys to the kingdom and said, get thee behind me, Satan? Thou sufferest not the things that are of God, but of men. You see the seriousness, my brother, of what Peter was doing when the devil get upon him? He was trying, my brother, to cause Jesus not to go to the cross. Then all of us will remain in bondage. Oh my, isn't the word sweet? Yeah. You see the seriousness of what Peter done? That is why he said, get thee behind me, Satan. You're trying to sever the plan of God here. Yeah. Man with the keys to the kingdom. That is what my brother Esau tried, the same thing. And he didn't care nothing. He sold it for his appetite. Friends, let me tell you something. That birthright, I don't have time to explain to you. That birthright is a type of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. All right. Now hear the word there. Maybe I'll take it up later. Hear the word, birthright. You hearing what I'm saying? I said birthright. If you are born in a certain way, you have a certain right. You hear what I'm saying? Beloved, that is why the new birth comes before the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You've got to be born in a certain way before you have rights to the token, to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. If you're not born again, you're not going to get the outpouring of the Holy Spirit because you have no rights to it. Why do you think that Jesus went down to the banks of Jordan and received the fullness of the Godhead bodily in him? Because he was born right. And he was a firstborn son. And he went down to the Jordan. And my brother, that was his rights. If you are born again here, the token is your rights. If you have a revelation of the Son of Man here tonight, the rapture cannot leave you. That's your rights. We are going to enforce our rights against Satan. Yes, sir. You believe this revelation, that's your rights. You're a candidate for the rapture. You're a candidate for the token. You're a candidate for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That's your rights. Anything that tried to interrupt the plan and program of God, God hates it. That is why he said, I hate the deeds of the Nicolaitan, which thou also hatest. In the early church, there were certain men of unbelief, denying Jesus Christ, denying the Son of Man, denying the token, denying the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, denying the gospel. And the Lord looked down there, and he knew that there was a bunch of Esau's. He said, I hate this Nicolaitan bunch. And he said, I know, church, bride, that you hate them too. All right, if you miss me there, Esau did not receive the blessing because he counted the birthright, which is a type of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, as nothing. Counted as nothing. He did not care to live for it. Beloved, he loved his appetite more than that outpouring. And you know what is going to cause people to miss this outpouring of the Holy Ghost? Their appetite! Some serve their appetite more than they love the promise of eternal life. That's where the problem is. But that was not going to show up in the first 30 years and 40 years and 50 years of Esau's life. No. Beloved, he adopted an attitude from the time he was in the prophet's house and served the Lord. And he was really just still. But he became a profane person. Look at the word profane. He became a profane person. Although he was brought up religiously, and he was told about how important this birthright is, and what it means to the whole world, friends, he was more concerned about his appetite. Any appetite I'm talking about. Appetite of pride. Appetite of being looked upon as a popular heretic. Appetite of showing how much you know. You show off how best you could sing. You put the rest of it. How educated you are. How rich you are. What a great voice that you have. Like Satan. And in so doing, my brother, he was living that kind of a life coming up the road. His attitude towards what was being preached. Yes. I saw that man is a cuss. I saw that man is a bad talk, Jacob. And when you lose your vision of life, mother, your tongue is going to wag in your mouth. And you don't care who say what. You don't care if your pastor leading you, my brother, or a Jezebel woman leading you, or your wife leading you, because you lose your vision. And the Bible said that Esau was a profane person. Brother Paul bringing out the revelation. Hear what the word profane means. Not concerned with religious purposes. Esau was more concerned with his natural appetite. Houses, lands. He wanted the inheritance of his father. The land, the house. The money. So not concerned with religious purpose, impure, defiled, and defiled which was holy. Such was Esau. Going to close just now. This man, brothers and sisters, lived that kind of a life, and it moved right up. And when he got hungry that day, he had already a bad attitude to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Understand outpouring of the Holy Spirit. He didn't care if it come. He was sorry if it was going to come because he won't get married next year. He was sorry if the rapture come because I would not experience sex. I'm speaking for certain Esau's. Yes. They're talking about token every night. I ain't hearing anything but token. Token every night. I'm hearing about token. I'm hearing about outpouring every night. I ain't concerned about outpouring. I hear that for donkey years. Your attitude is nasty. And you'll be weeping like Esau for that attitude of despising the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
They say they prepare for this token. But when people get me back, I must cuss. There's one thing that I do when I get vexed, I say what I want to say. God will show you that you cannot say what you want to say. That every idle word that a man speaks, he shall someday give an account for it. Yeah. I don't respect nobody. Yes, sir. I ain't afraid of nobody inside of here. I ain't afraid of a deacon. I ain't afraid of that pastor. Who is he? A man that holds up the promise of God and wave the birthright before you for decades. That is who I am. And if you respect the birthright, you'll respect me. If you appreciate that birthright, you'll respect William Branham. You'll respect Lambert. Yes, sir. Luke 10:16. He that despiseth you, despiseth me. And he that despiseth me, despiseth him that sent me. I say tonight, if you are guilty of wagging your tongue, repent. Otherwise, this will be your portion here. Brethren, the emphasis, I'm going to close just now. But the emphasis that I want to lay, that people do things and say things and maintain a certain attitude, and they think that nothing happened to them. When Esau sold his birthright, nothing happened to him. My brother, life continued another decade or 2 decades. But there came a final hour that he's going to reap what he sowed. We'll see the inside life of this man. And close. God hated him. He became a young, strong man. God hated him. Because God knew the poison acid that was done in that man. He hated him. Yeah. He became strong. 18 years. 20 years. 30 years. He's going to hate you. You're an abomination in my sight. You know why? He was satisfying the appetites for food and sex on this world. Excuse me. Here, gentlemen. Lest there be, that is the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews, 16 verse. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For he know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. You see where it line up? That brother Paul had some revelation. He discovered that this man was not only hungry for food and sold his birthright for food, but friends, he was a fornicator, a nasty, stinking adulterer living in the puppet house. Sit down in church. When you get up and commit fornication, you despise the birthright. When you be a hypocrite, you are despising the birthright. It's going to catch up with you one day. This man was committing fornication. The very women, my brother, of the land that God said not to go with them, unsaved women of the Hittites. That's the women that Esau went out and get. My brother troubled his father and mother all the days of their life. You see the wickedness that was in this man? He became non-religious. He became unconcerned with the vision of Abraham and Isaac. My brothers and sisters, he became impure, profane. He became defiled, and he was willing to defile that which was holy. Willingly. My friends, So now when he get a little hungry, he said he was going to die. Imagine that, one meal, he's going to die.
Yes.
I can't fast, one meal is going to kill me. I can't fast on Saturday, I can't fast on Sunday, I'm going to die. Yeah, but you are alive to fornication, alive to adultery, alive to your nasty life, alive with your lying tongue. After your slander, huh? You say, I ain't said nothing. You're a liar, you. All liars shall have your part in the lake of fire. After you finish slander, you're a liar. You give the deacons trouble to prove the case. Oh, my Lord. God, look down, dear friends. This man had an appetite problem. Yes. My brother, he had the unsaved women as wives. You live in fornication otherwise. Now, all those things was inside of him. So when it came up here to the butch right now, brother, this token meant nothing to him. This outpouring meant nothing to him. What is that? What is EODH? What is the promise that they're talking about? It have nothing like that come in. Yeah? Because you want some more time to commit fornication, preacher. You're heretic here. You want more time to collect the money. Yes, but no matter how much unbelief heat that the sky, there will be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And there will be a showdown like Esau upon this earth before the rapture takes place. Repent or perish. That is why they cannot accept, my brother, what I am preaching. That is why they cannot accept EODH. Because they are lovers of money and they serve their appetites and their bellies more than God. When you have those kinds of appetites, you have to devalue the promise of God and eternal life, what I am preaching. This man was profane. Yes, don't be. The Bible warns you, don't be a fellow like that. Profane person. No, don't be a profane person like that, the musicians. I think you're holding off tonight. But I have, my brother, a little exhortation for you tonight. And that is, there was another little man who was a brother to Esau. He was full of faults until his name was called Jacob, supplanter, a trickster. Oh, he knew all his faults, but he had one aim and one desire. And that is, I want that birthright at all costs. Do you feel that way tonight? To the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Do you feel that way to the rapture tonight? Lord, above all, I want to go in a rapture. Lord, I don't want to miss that rapture for nothing, Lord. Lord, I want eternal life. Lord, I don't want it. Then God love you from the foundation of the world, children. He love you from the foundation of the world. He's seen the sacrifice. And he also saw Esau, but he saw Jacob. Yes, my friends. And there was a little fellow sticking by his mother, the church. My God. Oh, yes. Stick by his mother, the church. Oh, my brother. Isaac was a little dim-sighted there. But this little shyster, my brother, he was a church member. Oh, God. My brother, he stick by his mother. He held her dress. He said, Mama, I want that birthright. I want that token. Pastor, I want that token at all costs. I want eternal life. I want to go in the rapture. I want to live in a millennium. Please tell me what to do. Tell me what to do. And Mama said, wait, I'm going to tell you how to get this thing. I want to tell you how to get this thing. My God, I know my husband more than you. I'm going to tell you how to get this thing. She had a revelation, my brother, that the elder was going to serve the younger. She had a revelation, my brother, and she was going and work in the will of God. Yes, and the church today, my brother, had a revelation of the coming outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And they are imparting that to children of God, like unto Jacob. He said, I'm going to tell you the secret. Do so and so. And stir up the appetite of your daddy. And then the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. Yes, my brother. And he went in there to his father and kneeled down. Yes. And the father, my brother, put forth his two hands upon him. By the laying on of hands, the Holy Ghost came upon him. Lay his hands upon him. And he blessed him, my brother. He blessed him so bountifully that there was not, my brother, but a little blessing for Esau. And my brother, when that token come, when that outpouring come, my brother, we are going to receive the fullness of the blessings of the Holy Ghost. In so much that it will change your bodies. And it will bring the dead from the grave. I am expecting it. How many expecting it? How many believe this? How many ones yet? We want this outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And God loves us. Give him a praise offering, my brothers and sisters. To the Lord, brethren. Repent for all of our shortcomings. We are not going to despise this birthright for nothing. We are not going to deny this promise for nothing. We want it more than our life. Give us a song.
Signal to wave the answer back to heaven.
Yes,
the answer.
Let us hear the joyful noise. And
by thy grace we will.
By thy grace we will.
Oh, my comrades, say the signal.
give you the thanks, O Lord. Thank you for your word tonight. Thank you because you've seen us from the foundation of the world, contending for this next outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Bless your people, go with them, bring them back on tomorrow. Have your own way in their lives. Thank you for the message tonight and the solemn anointing of the Holy Spirit. We commit our lives into your hands, knowing that we are candidates for that outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. And the congregation says, Amen. The Lord bless you. You are dismissed.